myself very lucky to know Jesse Ventura. I want to get into the book with him. I want to get his take on, will he run for president? Would he go VP under Rand, or would he want to run as the top of the ticket? I'm going to throw out some wild cards here. We're going to get into the lawsuit. He's got some news on that. He says he won't say much, but he's very, very pleased. We'll just leave it at that. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. We'll get into openly backing Al-Qaeda and false flags and where he thinks the world's going right now with Jesse Ventura. But first off, it goes on sale next week officially in bookstores. You can order it off Amazon, pre-order it. We hope you get it at InfoWarsStore.com, so you support the broadcast and what the governor's doing. But I read this book. I couldn't put it down because it's got so much new info, plus all the rock-bottom info. They killed our president. That's the title. And Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell and David Wayne, who co-wrote it. Jesse Ventura joins us. Governor, good to hear your voice again.
Good to be on, Alex. Nice to hear you. It's been since spring, and I've gotten in, I think, about 50 rounds of golf since the last time we talked.
Oh, good. So you've gotten 50 rounds of golf. Wow.
I like to golf, Alex.
Hey, I would golf if I was better at it.
I don't care. When you get my age, I'm 62 now. It's the only damn sport you can do anymore.
And who have you been rooting for?
On what, golf?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I root against all the guys that use the long putters. I'll put it to you that way, because that's an illegal club. The rules of golf say you must, the club, you must swing it. Well, that's anchored, so I always root against, they're nice people, don't get me wrong, but I just always root for the conventional people who putt the old way.
What is your handicap on a standard course?
I'm about a 15 or 16. I'll shoot in the mid to upper 80s if I'm playing pretty good, and if I go into the 90s, I'm not playing so good.
Yeah, I want to take up golf again because I grew up on a golf course and my dad was always pretty good, but I just haven't had time. And now I go out to the golf course with friends and it is embarrassing. But I guess that's part of a sport.
It's like anything you do in the world. You must practice. If you're going to shoot pool, you got to shoot pool. If you're going to play ping pong, you got to practice. Anything you do requires practice to be good at it.
I heard you've gotten pretty good at surfing.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. In comparison to the guys out there in the world, I've got pretty good.
Oh, by the way,
amateur.
I forgot to tell you this last time I talked. Dave Mustaine and Willie Nelson and us went out to dinner. We just happened to run into Willie Nelson and went out to dinner with him. Willie Nelson said, the first thing he said is, how's the governor? So he wanted me to say hi to you.
Oh, absolutely. Give Willie my best. There's another true American who's come up through, you know, working the honky-tonks all the way to superstardom, and I don't think it's ever gotten to his head.
Well, you know why I don't think it did? I mean, he comes from just right here in Texas and reminds me a lot of my dad, kind of the same cloth. But he didn't get big and literally, you know, had to sell famous songs for like $50, some of the most famous country songs out there, to buy baby diapers, as he said. He didn't really become successful till he was about 50.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Willie and I, when we spent the day together, had so much fun talking about his early music career compared to my early wrestling career. And it's amazing, all the tie-ins of the same type of feelings and the same. I mean, I remember wrestling once where I had to drive 620-mile round trip, right? 310 each way. And I paid for my own gas and I ate dinner at the A&W, and at the end of the night I got a $30 payoff, and it cost me $28, so I made $2, and I worked for over 16 hours counting the driving.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up. We had Rowdy Roddy Piper on, and he had a lot of good things to say about you. It's the 25th anniversary of the hit movie They Live.
Sure.
And the last time I saw you guys together was in Major League 2, wasn't it?
No. Roddy and I did a pilot together that got bought up and then canceled at the last moment. I forget. I can't even remember.
Sure, but I'm saying the last time I saw you guys together on the big screen.
I don't know when it would have been.
You did like a mock trailer, and I think it was in Major League 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that didn't have nothing to do with Roddy. Roddy wasn't in that.
Okay, one of the...
I was with all my reps on that.
That's right. You know how it is. Everything just mixes together over time.
I'm old, Alex, and I'm a lot older than you.
Well, you corrected me, though. Okay. Shifting gears into more serious subjects.
Let's get to the book.
Yeah, let's talk about the book. And first off, the fact that they say 50 years later, no one's allowed to be in that area of downtown unless you're invited and believe the official story. What is this, North Korea?
Well, it's ridiculous. It's, again, you know, I've come to determine, Alex, it's this simple. Someone could produce a film today of somebody shooting from the grassy knoll, and mainstream media wouldn't cover it, because I saw that completely when I went to Chicago and I met Judith Berry Baker, who was Lee Harvey Oswald's mistress in New Orleans, his lover. Oswald was separated from Marina, and Judith, who has some of the most explosive stuff, the fact that Jack Ruby knew Lee Harvey Oswald since Oswald was a child, the guy who killed him knew him.
Wow.
Knew him well. She went to dinner with them on multiple occasions. She knew him as Sparky Rubenstein, you know, his real name. And he shortened it to Jack Ruby later. And we went, imagine Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota, and her calling a press conference in Chicago, and one camera showed up.
That shows that people know to keep their mouth shut. Normally, you have a press conference, there'd be 20 cameras there.
It shows you also that mainstream media, and this is what it gets down to, they've been bamboozling us for 50 years on this. They're not about to now show something that shows they've deceived and lied to us. So they're going to continue with the Oswald story and all the rest of us. They're going to marginalize us. I'm noticing already on this press tour, I'm not getting much mainstream media in the book, with this book. Very much less limited. Fox News, of course, won't have me on at all.
Sure. So you're saying the stuff you've got lined up for next week, that you're seeing a lot less. I mean, you would think with the 50th anniversary, you get even more coverage.
Yeah, no, nothing on, like, Good Morning America, nothing on the networks, nothing on MSNBC. I'll be on Piers. I'll be on Howard Stern. Only the people with some courage, you know, who are willing to go out there and seek the truth. But as far as the rest of the mainstream media, again, when I was with Judith Baker, who could have told them that Oswald and Ruby knew each other intimately, you know, it wasn't just some passing high. I met at the guy once. And that's a dynamite. That's a bombshell. That changes the whole thing. That the murderer of Oswald knew him. And yet the media could care less about it.
Well, it's on record. I've talked to Jim Mars, who has been around so long. He used to go to that topless bar right out of college and knew Jack Ruby and knew all those people. And it was known that Oswald hung out there constantly.
Well, he wasn't constantly there, but he was involved with them enough that it would be the type where a lot of people knew him. Heck, we show in the book where there were four of the strippers, four of the dancers positively identified.
No, I mean, according to Mars, yeah, but I mean, according to Mars, Oswald was in there. I mean,
sure, he was in there on many, not a lot, but on, you know, certainly enough occasions to where people got to know him there.
Well,
know who he was.
Well, according to Mars, that was one of the meetup places to do business and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Jim's very knowledgeable. Again, you know, I quote him in this book. You know, we had the good fortune doing this book to have all these resources at our disposal, which we used, and we put them in a great order of 63 reasons. And when you read, we lead the book off with the Katzenbach memo, and people need to understand this, Alex. Two conspiracies took place. The first conspiracy was that of the actual murder of our president, and the second conspiracy was the cover-up of it. And some people are in both, some people are only in one, you know? And I decided to lead the book off with the Katzenbach memo, Nicholas Katzenbach. He was the acting attorney general on Monday morning. Now, bear in mind, the president got killed on Friday. Oswald got killed on Sunday. This is Monday morning. We have this isn't me making this up. This is the memo from a memo from his deputy in charge to Lyndon Johnson through his proper channels, stating that we must convince the public that Oswald had nobody working with him, that he was completely alone, and nobody else out in the world is loose right now that was part of this, and the fact that we must convince the public that if there would have been a trial, he would have been convicted. And then it goes on to even more stuff. I mean, what more of a smoking gun do you need? That's the whole thing. Oh, and then it goes on to say you need to form a commission of top integrity people to, and we can't allow any type of congressional or any other investigations to take place.
Sure, but later they failed and they did have a congressional committee, and what they found, 99% chance it was a conspiracy?
Yeah, in 1976, the House Select Committee, and this is another thing people fail to realize, the government's last view of the murder of John F. Kennedy and its last response was that it was a highly probable that there was a conspiracy. They wouldn't say unequivocally there was, but they said most probable. And then they turn it over to the Justice Department, and what happens to it? Nothing.
Well, let me tell you a brief story, and this is on YouTube. I did the interview, like, now it's about 5-6 years ago. George Norrie came to town. We put on a big event. Thousands came out for 590 AM, our local affiliate, KLBJ, the namesake of the president. He actually used to own it. And this distinguished older gentleman comes up with his distinguished son, who was older, and said, "I'm Mr. Grody. I own the funeral home, and I want to tell you, Alex, I came here because you're here. I was up there, you know, signing stuff." He said, "I'd like to do an interview. I've decided I'm pretty old," but he was still very sharp. He said, "I only owned one funeral home then." And he said, the FBI came in with Lee Harvey Oswald, put ink on his hand, ink, and then put it on the rifle in front of me, and then told me, "Shut up." And then when they buried him there, they came back a week later, dug it up, and basically ran off with the body. And he came there in the morning, and it was all dug up and gone. And then I said to him and his son, I said, "All right, well, next week I'll come out to your home." And it was up there in the hills overlooking, you know, big mansion. As it turned out, they own one of the biggest funeral home chains in Texas. Ended up being a very successful. And I'm driving, and they're not there. And I later learned, on the way to meet us at their house, a big truck came in and ran them off the road into the ditch and almost killed them, Jesse.
No kidding.
No, that's a true story.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know, we cover that portion in the book because, you know, initially when the weapon was sent off to the FBI and then it came back, there were no prints on it at all could be found. And then lo and behold, and then we do talk about that guy because, you know, he did go public, and it's in my book also, that he verified that Oswald's hand had all over it after they left.
Yeah, they didn't just, because he broke it to me, and he's the guy. He said they didn't just take his hand and get it to put it on there. They'd put the prints on with ink, he said.
Right.
And it's just amazing. And Jesse, imagine this, and maybe it's a coincidence, but the family said, "That's it, we're done, this is very suspicious." And then he was like 90 then. I don't even know if he's alive now, I need to find out. Very nice guy, but he was sharp. And he said, "I'm ready to tell the truth of what happened." And just, you know, a Texan. And then he got ran off the road with his wife coming to meet me to officially put it on the record.
Wow. Well, you know, they did the same thing to Lee Bowers.
Yep.
Who was the gentleman that was in the tower at the railroad yard that day and saw the suspicious stuff behind the fence. Lee Bowers was later found dead in what allegedly was supposedly a one-car accident. But if you talk to the sheriff doing the report, the official report, they actually showed that he too was run off the road.
I know you know probably more about the Kennedy thing than I do because you focus on it more. How many people does Mars and others say died suspiciously after?
There's a huge amount. We cover the most important. One of the biggest we cover is Dorothy Kilgallen.
Oh, yeah.
Dorothy Kilgallen was the syndicated columnist, big name from New York, who went on the rampage when Kennedy was killed, and she wanted the truth. She didn't buy it. She's actually the only person that did a one-on-one interview with Jack Ruby, and when she came out from that interview, she stated, "I'm going to bust the Kennedy assassination wide open." Well, we cover a whole chapter of the book on her, and she went home. She was murdered. had were stolen, and get this, she had been savvy and smart enough to make duplicate copies, and her friend had them. A week later, the friend died, and hers were gone, too.
Unbelievable.
We cover that all in this book. This book, I'll tell you, it's a fascinating read for people. People that love to read Tom Clancy and Vince Flynn and all that stuff, they're all good. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking. Those guys got great imaginations. They're fantastic writers. But what intrigues me more about going after Kennedy is the people are real. You're not dealing with figments of imagination or anything. You're dealing with real facts that went on. And assembling the jigsaw puzzle is the real challenge, fun part for me about it, is because that's what it's like. It's like a huge jigsaw puzzle thrown on the floor. And you have to take every bit of evidence and start piecing it together till you figure out what the picture is. And then when the picture comes to you, you get some closure because you truly understand that I do not believe Lee Harvey Oswald ever fired a shot.
Well, clearly we know that he was basically CIA sheep-dipped. He was at that secret base in Japan. He was sent to infiltrate the Russians, allowed back in after he supposedly had, you know, joined the Russians. I mean, it's ridiculous. He's hanging out with the white Russian community.
Well, one of the easy reasons to, you know, that it's so is that one of the documents they won't release even today is Lee Harvey Oswald's tax return.
That's right.
And, I mean, how can that be national security? Where he made his money, his national security, and how much he made. See, they don't dare release it because if the trail led back to the government, the paper trail of the money of being paid, well, that again changes the whole scenario of what they told us. And you know, to me, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that the Warren Report is completely fraudulent. People need to understand when the government. When you allow them to investigate themselves, that's putting the fox right in the hen house. You know, and I realize it would be difficult. How do you get an independent civilians to investigate the government? But that's what needs to happen, because when they form these commissions, they're just a rubber stamp, whatever the government's position is on whatever it might be. And that's all that they do. And yet then the government uses them as the final thing, that, and then they won't answer any more questions on the subject because the Warren Commission said it, the 9/11 Commission said it, whatever the commission might be that says that this is, and they always come out exactly with the government's original story. That's why they call it the official story, Alex. It's generally used to protect officials.
Well, sure, the old British saying, no, you're right. The old British saying is, don't believe something until it's been officially denied.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so frustrating. Now, we're about to go to break, but I want to briefly ask you this about the general state of the country. You've got 91% in Reuters poll against openly bombing Syria. You've got it mainstream news that Republicans and Democratic leadership have been backing al-Qaeda. With NATO to attack Assad. I'm not saying he's an angel, but they've started the war. You've got Seymour Hersh in the London Guardian today. It's up on drudgereport.com. Says Bin Laden raid, one big lie, the whole thing's fake. I've had Navy SEAL families now officially on. I actually got them to come on air, and I've talked to others off air, including people that live in Austin. But I've had the families on air, and they've been on national news, saying they think it's all fake, and they put 23 of them on a helicopter, blew them up, none of it happened. We've got it coming out. The D.C. SWAT team says they were ordered to stand down. They think a cover-up at the Navy base. My point is, everything's coming out now. There was a drill with the Boston bombing. They executed, you know, some of the friends of the Tsarnaev brothers. My point is, Governor, it looks like there's a mass awakening happening compared to what it used to be. What is your take on the state of the public mind right now?
Well, you know, first of all, let me add something that I learned about the Syria situation. This stuff on chemical weapons and the use of them and all that, that's a red herring. That's smoke and mirrors. The
sure.
real reason that I, as I understand it from the information I've gotten, is that the oil companies want to run a pipeline through Syria and Assad's not being cooperative.
Yeah, the Israelis admit
that. They need to overthrow him to get a cooperative government in there that will allow allow the pipeline to go through. And because always follow the money. You know, I'm a great follower of Major General Smedley Butler. And that's who I really judge when I look at our foreign policy. Then I go to Smedley's work, General Butler's work, and I compare it and say, what do I think Smedley Butler would say about this?
Well said.
And clearly, again, they're not going to show you all wars are conducted so that certain people get...
Stay right there, Governor. We got to go to break. Stay there. I want you to come back with that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how Supernatural Silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Boy, we were really about to get into the meat and potatoes with Jesse Ventura, and his phone line went down. He's answering, but we don't have audio to him, so just classic. Classic stuff here with our phone system. Have you guys thought of the answer to this instead of all this fumbling? I can give you the network number, and John Harmon can call him. That's the way to handle this. Okay, it's not a big deal. So I need you guys, hey guys, instead of that phone system being down, I need you. Okay, but it won't go through our board. So just when that fails, just get the network to call him. Hey, guys, you have the paper. Just call John Harmon and give him the number. It's not a big deal. Fun stuff with phone line stuff, and I'm a director, so I'm always sitting here directing everything here on the worldwide broadcast. Okay, we are back, folks, and we have Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, with us. They killed our president. 63 reasons to believe there was a conspiracy to assassinate JFK. And hopefully it'll become a bestseller because people need to be woken up out there about the coup d'etat that took over our country. Governor, we were starting to get into war before we went to break, and I want to get back into war. But because we're on the subject of JFK with the 50th anniversary coming up, before we get back into war, I want to ask you here today, do you agree with me and others that this is when we really saw the shadow government begin its ongoing coup d'etat? For me, that's why this is historically so important. This is when our country really started to become a tyranny.
I agree completely. I, at least in my lifetime, granted, I was only 12 years old when this happened. But I agree, Alex, that it was the murder of John F. Kennedy. It was a coup d'etat. People in this country got to stop being in denial, and they got to start realizing that assassinations of presidents happen all the time through history, and generally they are always conspiracies. There's not one person that does it. And it's ridiculous in this country that every assassination that takes place in this country, it's always a lone nut. And it's always done to a person who stands for peace. John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, John Lennon. All four of them stood for what? Peace. Ending a war. Great transition into war, isn't it, Alex?
It's a perfect transition into war. You got cut off by the music, so I'd like you to recap and continue where you were going, Governor, with...
Wars are fought. I follow the teachings of Major General Smedley Butler, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner. And he makes it very clear that wars are fought because someone's going to profit. Wars are done for profit. Certain people are going to make huge money, and they manipulate everything and force the hands and make these wars happen. They don't just happen because people don't get along. It's orchestrated. And here's what I believe and what I've learned through on Syria. The oil companies want to put a pipeline through there, and Assad's not being cooperative. So it's in their best interest to overthrow his government, get in a cooperating government so they can get their pipeline through, and that all this chemical weapons stuff is the smoke and mirrors to get the U.S. people to back in for our military to go in there. I mean, when you look at chemical weapons, I find it astounding, the hypocrisy. What is napalm? Napalm's a chemical weapon that burns you to a crisp in a matter of a second, and we've been using it for 60 years.
That's right.
So how is us using a chemical weapon okay? But and don't get me wrong, I'm not for chemical weapons. I'm not for the weapons at all. How about let's try peace a while? Imagine that silly concept that John Lennon sang about, give peace a chance.
Well, the last time I saw you...
It's not going to happen because we're a country of war brokers here.
That's right.
But the power of this country is the power to go to war. That's why we're fighting wars all over the world. And thank goodness, if hopefully these polls are correct, that 90% of us are saying, take your war and go to hell with it.
Oh, it's more than that, probably. The poll's 91% in Reuters, but Congress people, Republican and Democrats, said they were getting 100, 200, 300, 400 calls to one, depending on which member put out the numbers, against it across the board. I almost had a heart attack when I heard Rush Limbaugh say this looked like a frame job, false flag. The last guy I heard say that on a big forum like that was Jesse Ventura last year on Piers Morgan talking about Syria. You said that I'm looking for a false flag. Do you remember a year ago saying that?
Yeah, because and we're also going to have another false flag locally so that they can clamp us down more here, too. You know, they got to make us safe, don't they?
Exactly. Is that what your gut tells you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, elaborate for new listeners. So we have a lot of new affiliates out there on why every time you get on national TV, you warn of false flags now. Explain to people what a false flag is as a former military man.
Well, it's not even military. It's truthfully almost political, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's when a country desires to do something, they do an operation called a false flag operation to use propaganda from that to get Woods, which was a false flag operation, and we'll tie it in with Jack Kennedy here. It was a false flag operation where the Pentagon and all the power guys that wanted to go to war actually wanted to stage a false flag where it would make it look like Cuba attacked the United States, which would then get the people of America angry enough that they would then be positive on an invasion of Cuba and a military action against them. It's been the Reichstag fire in Germany was a false flag operation done by Hitler and the Nazis to get the German people behind a war against the communists. False flag operations go on all the time during our history, and it's like standard operating procedure of how to go to war now. The Gulf of Tonkin incident in Vietnam, another false flag operation where they stated the Vietnamese attacked us. And that's what justified Lyndon Johnson to send ground troops into Vietnam, according to these people. And then later it comes out from McNamara the whole thing was fraudulent.
It's hard to believe it's hard to believe how time flies. It was like 7 years ago that I was interviewing you down in San Antonio when you were doing a public speaking and book signing, and it was the first time I'd heard you, really get into going to Harvard, I think it was, and hearing McNamara, who was defense secretary, obviously, in 64, openly admitting it was all fake. Can you bring us back to that point when you heard him for the first time?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to do that. They wouldn't let me go in there.
Sure, but I mean, you said when you heard him say that.
McNamara came out in all his public speaking and basically admitted that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a false flag operation done to change the minds of the Americans. You know, America, if somebody attacks us, we're going to war. We don't even think why. All we need is for anybody to attack the United States of America in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
And we are going to war.
Sure. Well, I was going back to your anger. I mean, back then you were palpably angry. You said when
of course, because think about it for a moment, and we'll tie in with Jack Kennedy again. When they murdered Jack Kennedy, that was the license for his first meeting, Lyndon Johnson. When he got back to Washington and met with Kennedy's cabinet, the first topic of conversation of the very first meeting was the Vietnam War, of which we didn't have ground troops there yet.
That's right.
So that was the top priority, was now we've gotten rid of Kennedy, let's go to war. Let's go to war, what Kennedy wasn't going to let us do. And Lyndon Johnson was all for it. So into the Vietnam War. And what angers me about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, 58,000 of my generation were killed over an incident that never actually occurred.
And a million Vietnamese.
Oh, yes, probably more than that.
Yeah, that's conservative.
How many Vietnamese died?
Higher estimates are at 1.5 million, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling how many poor Vietnamese people died during a war that was all based on a lie. Sounds kind of familiar, like Iraq, too, doesn't it?
Exactly, but here's the good news.
Mass destruction ties to Al-Qaeda. And don't you love this? Now Al-Qaeda's our ally in Syria.
What do you think they were thinking when 2.5 years ago they started funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria on selling us to give up our liberties because of Al-Qaeda, while our government now publicly is funding and arming Al-Qaeda? What is going on?
What it tells me is Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with 9/11. How could we be the ally of the very people that allegedly attacked us on 9/11?
It's incredible. Let's go back to false flags here briefly. Again, Governor Jesse Ventura joins us. That's big that you're saying you're concerned about a domestic false flag. I agree with you. The only way they can distract the public from all the NSA scandals and the IRS persecuting the Tea Party and Fast and Furious and all the other scandals is a false flag. They're clearly gearing up for it. They're saying brace for Al-Qaeda to strike us. They're saying give Homeland Security more funding or you'll be attacked. What can we do to try to then stop a false flag?
I don't know off the top of my head, Alex. The main thing for people to be is vigilant. Don't take this knee-jerk reaction. I mean, look at your mainstream media stories today. When they come out on one of these tragedies, you can't believe anything.
I agree.
Because look at the stuff that's gone on with the look at the shooting that took place in Connecticut. For 10 hours, they told us that the shooter's mom worked at the school. No, she didn't. See, the mainstream media just puts out propaganda to sell, get ratings, and make money. They don't bother to...
Listen, the Boston bombing, Governor. The Boston bombing, they had a drill. It was admitted. And then they said, no, we didn't. And then later had to admit it. Total false flag. They had contractors with black backpacks. They've had a bunch of witnesses have been killed. I mean, it looks like the Kennedy assassination.
Well, and has any of that been reported in mainstream media? No.
No.
No. The only place things like that get reported are on your show and quote-unquote underground or the internet or whatever you want to deem it or label it.
Let me ask you this.
Mainstream media won't cover anything that does not have the government stamp of approval on it. And I think people need to wake up to that and understand that they all have... I mean, look at Bill O'Reilly. I saw videotape from my friend Russ Baker. Showed it to me. Of Bill O'Reilly on Current Affair demanding an investigation of JFK's murder. This is way back in the 80s when new information had just come to light. O'Reilly's on there demanding that the government open up and investigate and tell us the truth about the murder of Kennedy. And yet today he writes a multi-million-dollar best-selling book, all putting forth the myth that Oswald did it. He didn't really, that wasn't the reason for the book, but it was a book on Kennedy. But the conclusion was, of course, and that's where O'Reilly stands today, that Oswald acted alone. Now, what caused him to change his mind in those 25 years or 20 years? Money.
Well, it shows why the Kennedy assassination is so important to the establishment, because 90%+ in major polls, as you know, believe there's a conspiracy and a cover-up. And if that lie falls, it all falls. But the dinosaur media already is a shadow of itself. That's why they want to censor the internet and the free press. And that brings us into the NSA, cybersecurity. We don't get an apology. We get censored. That's why they're scared to have you on the mainstream media now, Governor, because you've been proven right. You said the NSA is spying on us. It's all admitted now. You said the WMDs are a lie. It's all admitted now. You said our government's running Al-Qaeda. It's all admitted now. I mean, on so many fronts, we've been proven right. That's why they're scared to have us on now. But they're only... But they're only making themselves obsolete. So where do you think this is all going?
Well, you know, I can announce to you, I guess, today, Alex, that I'm going to be getting my own internet show.
Good.
So I will be on the internet, and which is a new realm for me now of moving forward and doing that. And considering I'm really computer ignorant when you want to get down to brass tacks, but I do see that the internet is the future. Pretty soon the internet's going to replace mainstream television, I think, within 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah, it's already happening. And
yeah, I don't think television will be the... I'll be the old dinosaur that still has a big screen TV hoping to get the football game on Sunday.
Well, no, you just put your internet on the big screen TV. But, Governor, this is exciting because I hadn't heard this. Are you breaking here now that you're going to start a radio show? That's wonderful.
Oh, no, well, it's not just radio. It's going to be visual, too.
Oh, fantastic. Can you give us any details?
I'll give you this detail. Do you remember, I don't know, Alex, if you're young enough or not, but way back when in earlier in my life, they had what they called Radio Free America.
Oh, yes.
In Europe, where they broadcast over the Iron Curtain.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do this show from a foreign country, and I'm going to broadcast it into the United States. That way, I might be free of drone surveillance, and I won't get arrested.
That's right. So you're going to broadcast into occupied America, the chairs against the wall.
I'm going to broadcast over the lines back into occupied America and allow them to hear the truth.
That is a genius, absolutely, because that's what it is. I mean, it's not even a gimmick.
I'm joining a clientele that's marvelous, Wolfman Jack.
That's right.
remember when there was that mystique that the Wolfman was actually broadcasting from a foreign country because they wouldn't allow him here?
Well, what's exciting about this is I guarantee you if you carve it up into vignettes, radio stations will pick it up and TV stations.
Well, it's an exciting thing for me. I'll be working. The boss of the my company is an interesting fella. He's from Mexico City, and it'll be fun to work for someone who's not from the United States. See, I can't get a job very good here in the States, so I got to go foreign to get one.
Well, that's because they're scared of you. And speaking of that, would you run on a ticket with somebody like Rand Paul?
I don't know him well enough. I know his father. I've never met Rand. I know his father, Ron, and, you know, but would I run on a ticket with him? I don't know. I haven't thought of it. I'll find out a lot more on Wednesday when I hit New York with Howard Stern to see if it's Ventura and Stern.
Oh, so there's talk about you running for office with Howard Stern.
Well, I've made that statement. If I did run, I would want Howard as my running mate.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before. That would be wild.
But it's not a joke. It's for real if I do it.
Oh, I know he's popular on the East Coast. He's very popular all over.
That isn't the reason either. Howard has the most powerful radio show in America, and he wouldn't have to come off the air.
It is powerful. I've been on it and experienced it. It is big.
Well, here's the deal. See, when I ran for governor of Minnesota, I was doing talk radio on Minnesota. I had to lose my job. I had to be suspended without pay and taken off the air because of FCC regulations.
That's right. Violates your First Amendment. Stay there, Governor. Final segment with Jesse Ventura. Man, the time went quick. We'll talk about the lawsuit and politics straight ahead. Stay with us.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see. see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245.
All right, final segment with Jesse Ventura. And he was dropping bombshells on me during the break about Howard Stern. They're serious about running for president. We're going to talk about this in just a moment. You'll find out more coming up next Wednesday when he goes on Howard's show. But the issue here, and I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to try to get him to it right now. I know the inside baseball, but it's even been in the news, but back of the paper. Jesse Ventura, they lied and said that he said he's glad Navy SEALs died and that he got beat up. And there's no witnesses. And he says, okay, I'm going to retract this or I'll sue. They won't retract. He sues and says, I'm going to keep suing till you admit that it isn't true. No money, just admit. Then they won't do that. Then Chris Kyle sadly is killed. Then the media says Jesse Ventura is suing a widow. She has insurance. It's News Corp. It's the book. He's the one that's been defamed here. And it's a hoax that he's going after a woman. They have these fundraisers and all this for her because the meanie Ventura is trying to hurt her. It's not true, folks. And she has not lost anything and will lose nothing because there's insurance through News Corp. So the issue here is they've run a hoax. So briefly, it makes me mad, Governor. And you told me off air that the lawsuit's going well.
Yeah, it's going well. Here's the deal with the wife. The wife chose to be the executor of the estate, and she knew full well that this lawsuit was pending with the estate. She didn't have to be the executor. You can get a lawyer to do that. You can get a friend, an uncle, anybody. She made a choice to interject herself into this lawsuit by becoming the executor of the estate. And I'm not going against her. I'm going against a massive insurance company. I'm the little guy here. And it's cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars, and people are telling me I should drop it.
Oh, you told me the number. It's huge.
Who's going to pay me back well over $250,000 that this has cost me?
And you gave them the chance.
Clear my name of a fraudulent, fabricated story that never occurred. And that's the bottom line. This has never been about money. I've got my own money. This has never been about money. But if the other side will not admit to the fabrication, well, then money's the only thing that talks at that point. I've been damaged.
By the way, I called you on Skype in Mexico to give you the bad news, and You almost didn't believe me, and were shaken, and it's wrong to do things to people like this to try to destroy you so you can't run for president. Now, shifting gears, in the 2 minutes we've got left, tell me about the Howard Stern situation.
Well, Howard and I floated it by him, and he had some interest in it from the time we were there, and we kind of got Howard twinkle in his eye, and he said it might, you know, this and that, and I'll be out there on Wednesday. And so Wednesday I'm going to point blank him and say, Howard, I can't do it without you because there's certain things I need from Howard to make this successful, and one of the things is I despise raising the money, the bribing of the officials and all that. And if I had someone like Howard, how much money could Howard raise with his radio show? And I don't even want to know about it.
You know? And it's not FCC regulated.
Well, and it certainly wouldn't be packing special interest money. You'd just make an appeal to everyday citizens. Well, that's what it's supposed to be in the first place.
He could probably raise $100 million, and then it wouldn't be beholden to be individual donations. And XM Sirius is not under FCC regulations, so he could keep a show while he ran for office.
Absolutely, there's always a method to my madness. You know, there's a reason I choose to do things like I do, and I usually think them out pretty well. And you know, and believe me, Howard's a very intelligent man, and you know, people know him as the shock jock. But there's other sides to Howard Stern, not just his performing side. Remember that. You know, all of us perform. People that are in the media industry, we all turn it on and off like you do a light. When
Governor,
it's time to perform, you perform. When it's time not.
Absolutely.
To perform,
thank you, Governor.
I'm a real person.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Governor Ventura is now gone. And either way you slice it, off air, he was going to get to it, but we ran out of time. He said a lot of it on air, or I kind of repeated it, and then he agreed with me. He told me he's in serious talks with Howard Stern to run for president and Howard as VP to raise the money, because Ventura hates going around to the fundraisers and promising to do stuff. He absolutely hates it. And you can say what you want about Jesse Ventura. He's a real guy. I mean, I know him in person. I was the one that, when he was, because for days he didn't have a cell phone, you know, driving his RV through Mexico to Baja, I called Tyrell, I emailed Jesse, and Ventura called me back on Skype right when he read the email that I had some bad news for him. They needed to talk to myself or Tyrell Ventura. Well, I got up here to the office when I said, try to give me a call on Skype, because he doesn't have telephone down there in the Baja, but he has internet from a wireless deal that works sometimes. And you heard him that Sunday after I'd got him on the phone that Sunday when he'd arrived. I had him on the radio that Sunday to talk about it later in the afternoon. We taped an interview. And I said, yeah, Chris Kyle, you know the Navy SEAL? He says he punched you out for saying that you're glad that Navy SEALs died. He went, Alex, man, I just drove in here, buddy. He's a nice guy off air, kind of more gruff and stuff on air. But he's like, man, what are you talking about? He was like, what? He said, say that again. And then I told him about it and told him what was on Fox News. And he went, huh? I mean, I can't really do the imitation of it because he had it on speaker and his wife was there. And she's like, what? And he's like, when was this? When did they say this? And he was sitting there just dumbfounded. I mean, I'm not describing it well the way he took it. But it was like I'd basically called up and told him somebody was dead, because he's a smart guy. He knew what that meant. They were defaming him, that he was glad Navy SEALs were dead. And they've now got a petition with former Navy SEALs online. You know, he was in it before it was even called the Navy SEALs, the underwater demolition team, to kick him out of it because of him suing Chris Kyle like he's going after a widow. And, I mean, I knew that it wasn't true. And then we didn't just believe Ventura. We called the bar. We talked to the other people, folks that know him. They said, that's ridiculous. Everybody would have heard about that. That's ridiculous. Somebody would have gotten a fight with him if he said that. He was there for a commencement. And I've been around Ventura when he talks to veterans in airports and stuff many times. And he, you know, he's a sentimental guy and, you know, gets tears in his eyes saying, I think it's terrible. He saw a vet that had his leg blown off on prosthesis in an airport and talked to him and got upset. Ventura gets pretty mad in person, folks. I mean, it's not an act. The guy really does have a big temper, which he controls. He's very controlled about it. I've seen him actually get mad at the TSA. And I saw him really get shook up and say that he had to go. And then he called me back later and we taped the interview. He told me that day, he said, I'm going to have to sue these people. This is crazy. And he's got all the Navy SEALs lined up, the owners, the witnesses, all of it. But none of that's in the media. So the thousands of Navy SEALs that aren't there in San Diego and who aren't in that area, they don't even know that the people at the bar and all that know it never happened. And Chris Kyle even writes in the book that he tells lies. And I'm not trying to myself to hurt some dead guy. I'm sad he's dead. But I just see all this promotion of how he's persecuting this widow and stuff. When I happen to know what Ventura spent, he doesn't even want people to know, folks. It is a lot of money. A lot more than what you heard. And he told him early on, when he'd already spent $50,000, $100,000, that I've got all the details. He said, you got to stop lying and come out and say this is true, Kyle. He's been in meetings with Kyle. He said, man, you're a liar. I'm going to keep suing you. Do you understand? How dare you? And they won't stop. And now Kyle's dead. And Ventura is not going to stop. And the lawsuit's going forward, by the way.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of Mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how Supernatural Silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
some bad news for you and some good news. This just broke. It's up on drudgereport.com from the Washington Times. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com. Senate defeats Cruz filibuster, passes bill that funds Obamacare. And we'll see if Mitch McConnell's right now.